November 23, 1927. When the soul does not give primacy to the divine will is in danger and as though suffocated in the midst of creatures. When the soul prays for the coming of the kingdom of the divine will, all of heaven echoes her prayer. My abandonment in the divine fiat alone is my life, my support, my all. My sweet Jesus hides more and more, and I remain only with this will so holy, immense, so powerful, which, at each of its motions, spouts and emits from itself a sea of light, which forms its luminous and endless waves. My littleness gets lost, though it comprehends that there is much to do in order to follow its innumerable acts within so vast a sea. And wandering within the divine fiat, I thought to myself, oh, if I had my sweet Jesus with me, who knows all the secrets of his will, I would not get lost, and I would follow its endless acts better. I really feel that he no longer loves me as before, even though he tells me that it is not true. But I see facts, and in the face of facts, words have no value. Ah! Jesus! Jesus! I did not expect this change of yours, which makes me feel a continuous death. More so, since you know that your leaving me without you for a long time costs me more than my very life. But while I was thinking of this and other things, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, my little daughter, why do you fear? Why do you doubt about my love? And besides, if you get lost, it is always in my will that you remain, never outside of it. Nor could I tolerate that you went out of its boundaries by a single step. No, no, the little daughter of my will always be in its arms. And besides, how can I not love you if in you I see my fiat having primacy in all of your acts? I do not see it in danger as in the other creatures, suffocated in all their acts. In fact, since they do not give it primacy, it is always in danger in their midst. Some steal its goods from it, some offend its light, some deny it, some trample upon it. Since they do not give it primacy, it is like a king whose subjects, not giving him the honors due to him, beat him, and want to put him out of his own kingdom. What sorrow! But in my little daughter my divine will is safe. It is not in danger in her gazes, because in all created things she looks at the veils which hide my will, and she tears the veils and finds it reigning in all creation. She kisses it, she adores it, she loves it, and follows its very acts, placing herself as its protege. It is not in danger in your words, in your works, in anything, for you give it the first act in your acts. By giving it the first act, one gives it divine honors, one esteems it as the king of everything, and the soul receives the goods of her creator as things that belong to her. So, for her my will is not in a dangerous state, but safe. It does not feel the light, the air, the water, the earth being stolen from itself, because everything is hers. On the other hand, those who do not let it reign, rob it from all sides, and my will finds itself in continuous danger. After this, having followed my round in the divine fiat, I was gathering all created things, in which all the acts of the divine fiat are present, dominating. And I, gathering everything together, the heavens, the sun, the sea and all creation, brought everything together before the Supreme Majesty, to surround it with all of its works, and have the acts of its very will ask for the kingdom of the divine fiat upon earth. But while I was doing this, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior, and told me, my daughter, hear how all of heaven echoes your petition, and the angels, the saints, the sovereign queen repeat among themselves, fiat, fiat, voluntas tua, on earth as it is in heaven. Because it is petition of heaven, it is the kingdom which interests everyone, they all feel the duty to ask for what you want. They feel within themselves the same strength of the power of my same divine will by which all of them are animated. And they repeat, may the will of heaven be one with the earth. Oh! How beautiful it is, How harmoniously it resounds when an echo from the earth invests all of heaven and forms one single echo, one single will, one single petition. And all the blessed say among themselves, taken by admiration, who is she who is carrying the whole cortege of the divine works before the divinity, and with the power of the divine fiat which she possesses, she overwhelms us all, and makes us ask for a kingdom so holy? No one has had this power, no one until now has asked for the kingdom of the fiat with such power and empire. At the most, some have asked for the glory of God, some for the salvation of souls, some for the reparation of many offenses, all things which refer to the external works of God. But asking for the kingdom of the divine will is about his internal works, the most intimate acts of God, and the destruction of sin. It is not just salvation, but divine sanctity in the creatures. It is liberation from all evils, spiritual and corporeal. It is transporting the earth to heaven so as to make heaven descend upon earth. Therefore, asking for the kingdom of my divine will is the greatest, the most perfect, the holiest thing. And this is why, reverently, I'll answer your echo, and in the celestial fatherland resounds the beautiful harmony, fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven.